Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neat the cover of October skies.
You know, the leaves on the trees are blowing. Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And,
you know, I'm trying to.
Wait, it's been so long since I've been alone. I gotta do all this stuff. Anyways. What the hell's going on out there? Markets continue to rally. They continue to defy all logic. We're in the middle of earnings season, and we continue to make new highs. It's an amazing feat, and nobody admits or says that there's any trouble. Everything is wonderful. It's a beautiful world out there that is just full of money for everybody as we continue just to see it come to us like we won the lottery. Of course, I guess that's, of course, if you're not among the middle class that is making less money. And, you know, it was funny. No, it's not funny. I'm sorry. I should rephrase that. It was sad. I was downtown yesterday for my media stuff, and my son Xander works downtown on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And on Wednesdays, I take him back with me when I come back. And I had some stuff to do. I was running late, and so he wanted to go see a buddy of his. And he takes a walk, and he's walking down the city, and he comes back. He goes, "Man, I didn't realize there were so many homeless." And I go, "Hey, it's only getting worse. There's more and more every day. You know, when I drive downtown in the morning, and I'm not talking about the panhandlers that are asking you for money. I'm talking about sleeping. When I drive downtown on Tuesday mornings, and I go down the main street that I get to the Board of Trade at, there's probably 40 or 50 people sleeping on the street down that street. It's about a mile stretch of road. You tell me how good the economy is. I mean, I've never seen it more and more. Every day I see more and more people out there. Every day I see more and more people that are unemployed, that have lost their home. So, you know, I don't want to discourage anybody. I certainly don't want to, you know, talk about how bad things are. But certainly, I cannot be the only one seeing that the world is in a mess. You know, we look at the sadness of the shootings, okay, and of course the police officers. And you know, I love the military and the police and all public servants. You know, the firemen. I mean, those guys, they're risking their lives for me, okay, Army, you know, every part of that branch, they're risking their life for us and me, and they're not getting paid anywhere near what they should be getting paid, but yet they go out every day, and they don't know if they're coming back, okay? You know, we often talk about, you know, where's a policeman when you need him? You know, I always seem to get the ticket, and, you know, well, gee, that takes a lot. But I mean, when you really think about it, there's a lot of bad stuff that goes on, and they're there to take care of you. They're in the line of fire. Okay. And to me, this is tragic, obviously criminal, but it's more criminal on our part because we've talked about this for, I don't know, probably about a year. I talk about a revolution. Well, this is just the start of a revolution. This is what happens when you take away people's livelihood. This is what happens when you take away people's opportunity to earn a living. Okay? This is what happens when you continue to dismantle the middle class. Now, it could have been done so much better. Because you know it has to happen, right? There's always the industrial age, you know, the technology age, and things change. And there's always people that are left out. You know, like, for example, I'm left out of the technology age. I have no idea. I'm lucky I can turn on a computer. But I know exactly what I need to know how to do. And if I have a problem, I have to call somebody. But my point here is that we could have eased the generation out of this problem without putting them out in the street. And to me, that's a bigger mess and a bigger matter of what we've done, because it didn't have to be this way. It didn't have to be this way with the coal workers in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Kentucky. Okay. It doesn't have to be a total flush out, get rid of everybody. It can be a design plan to phase people out and let them know that they either need to get training or do something, but prepare them instead of basically throwing them out in the street. Now, that is what irritates me, is that we basically just toss them out into the parking lot. And to me, I don't get it. Okay. Now, we're supposed to have, you know, a Democratic president right now. And we know that obviously he's borderline socialist. And of course, the new party coming in, it will only get worse. But I'm not here to complain about the president. What I'm here to complain about is, why didn't we do a better job at helping our fellow Americans? Isn't that an everybody's speech, my fellow Americans? Why didn't we do a better job at letting these people get out of their jobs and give them time to prepare? Why didn't we take the time to rebuild America? Okay. Why didn't we, you know, do the right thing? That is where I have an issue here, is why didn't we do the right thing? Okay. And that is where I have a problem, because we could have easily done the right thing and we chose not to. I mean, not me. I would have done the right thing. I would have put everybody to work. I mean, you know, I'd have created the war effect. But of course, they're not smart enough. They don't want to do that. That was too easy. But why didn't we do and take care of these people, when the truth of the matter is if you'd have taken care of those people, you'd have taken care of everybody else around them as well? We would be in better shape today had we had done the right thing. We wouldn't be deeper in debt. Our middle class would be flourishing. Our retail would be flourishing. Our company earnings would be flourishing, instead of flushing $4 trillion down the toilet. Now, you tell me if that makes sense or if I'm nuts. I mean, to me, it was a very simple solution that was made very complicated by... You can start with Ben Bernanke and go to Janet Yellen and go to President Obama and every other jackass in Congress and the Senate, because they didn't want to give up their stuff. Okay. But it could have been a very simple, easy process to fix. And yet here we are, 9 years into a debacle, or 8 years, whatever it is. And we are in no better shape from a business standpoint than we were then. So you tell me why we are so trustful of these leaders who basically lead us to the crapper. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I want to make sure that you know that every day you can download the Bubba Show at libertytalk.fm, as well as the Sporting Edge. And I want to make sure you know to check out bubbatrading.com, as we have a lot of great programs for you, as well as me doing a lot of writing there. In the meantime, we're going to step out here for a break and come back after the break. This is the Bubba Show from Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'll be right back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And you know, every Wednesday, I do Commodity Rap with Marlon Bowling, and he interviews me, and I get to talk about the commodity space, and of course, I enjoy doing that anyways, and I always like to share that interview because I do it live with him. So let's go to RFD Radio and Marlon Bowling, and let's hear what we had to say about the grain markets and the cattle markets yesterday. Here we go, me and Marlon right now.
It's BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. And Todd, good morning to you. It's the morning after the USDA report. Seems like everybody's in a pretty good mood this morning.
It is the morning after, and good morning, Marlon. It was. I don't think there was any real surprise. I think we saw some pretty good selling into it. And once again, we are, especially in beans, we're now focused on the weather again. And as you know, I believe that's a mistake to base everything and try to move and anticipate the weather, because we know how challenging it is, even for the weather people, to predict the weather. So I think that we're probably getting a little bit ahead of ourselves once again here.
All right. So what do you expect the trade to shape up like today, when we had such a firm trade overnight? Can they carry that through into the daytime session here, given the forecast that you have seen lately?
You know, I think it can go through here and stay strong. I think especially in corn, will stay strong, because I think corn was significantly overdone to the downside. So I think corn itself is naturally bouncing. And I thought that it was a pretty good buy yesterday. If we got a little lower, I was hoping for a little bit of a lower price on the report, but we didn't get there. I think corn will continue. I think soybeans are a little bit more of a question. I think we're a little, again, I believe we're a little ahead of ourselves. I think there's still some work to be done here on the downside, although for the longer term, I think we're going to have higher prices. But I think in the short term here, I think we're going to need to see some selling to really make the market. And I think the buying we're seeing now is more speculating and really counting on hot, dry weather that may cause some issues, which will raise prices. However, I don't see it. And again, I think that we're a little bit ahead, and I think that you might see beans slow down a little bit today once we actually get the markets open, and we'll see later in the afternoon how the action is. But I would expect to see some lower prices here over the next few days in the bean market, higher corn. Wheat is still obviously a question mark, but I certainly wouldn't have any problem buying wheat down in these levels, because I don't see a lot of room left to the downside.
Well, there's a whole lot of ground to cover, and I want to bring you back here in just a little bit. In the meantime, don't forget, we are talking with Todd Bubba Horwitz, and he happens to be with BubbaTrading.com. You on the morning edition here of Commodity Wrap. I'm Marlon Bowling with you. Thanks for joining us. Zach Troutman is running the board for us this morning as we take a look at our ag commodity market activity. Definite higher trend overnight on the grain trade, that is. And I was looking at the crude oil market. It actually got a little softer overnight here. Todd, it looks like we're down about a half a dollar in value, but the U.S. dollar also down. You don't see that happen very often, where they both go lower at the same time.
Yeah, actually, Marlon, you're seeing a lot of things we don't normally see, but that has a lot to do with the outside noise of the central banks and the Federal Reserve and what's going on in Britain. I think that crude is probably, you know, has significant room still to go on the downside. I would be targeting probably 40 to 42 before I would even think about, you know, being a buyer in that market again. So, you know, the outside markets are making the commodities a much bigger challenge right now, because of all the noise and things that are happening with the different currencies around the globe, and with the different manipulation and financial engineering that's being done. It's forcing a lot of people to pull money out of one place to cover debt in another place, which is creating a little bit of some ugliness. And unfortunately, I expect the dollar to probably get a little stronger here for a little bit. And that will be, you know, kind of the case going forward, which is why I think we need a little bit of work to the downside before we can actually move up to the upside. And I do think in the livestock markets and cattle, and both live and feeder, I think that we're probably at pretty good areas to look to start buying here a little bit and look to nibble a little bit, because I think we probably look to go higher from here.
Are we far enough along in the wheat harvest this year to where you think maybe the wheat market would find some support and move upward from here? Or is there just too much global supply around? And I'm hearing that Russia and Ukraine may have record crops out there.
There's a ton of supply around, but one of the things we do know is price is always king. And I think that they've reached a price level that's going to allow us to see at worst, flat to higher prices or higher prices. I mean, I'm certainly a participant in the long side of the wheat trade here. I think we have a chance to go higher, and I don't think there's a lot of risk to the downside from this point.
Is it tied at the hip to the corn market, though?
You know, wheat has been kind of its own for the last couple of years. Wheat's been kind of its own stepchild, as they say, and been kind of whipping around on its own. It is a little bit tied, but I think more often than not, we're now seeing that really it's just kind of doing its own little thing here, because if you watch even the patterns over the last couple of years, wheat has had some way different patterns than anything else, and I think that will probably continue while we sort out this oversupply and the dollar and all the other things that are going on.
I've had several analysts this past week tell me that as they watch that cattle market, they say that just technically it looks bad. I mean, it just doesn't react very well to the news that does affect it. They say it has opportunities to go higher, but it ignores that, and they don't think that there's much oomph, I guess you would say, behind this cattle market right now. What do you think?
Well, I agree that there's not much oomph, but I do also think, see, here's where I differ, and I say that, yeah, we might have a chance to go a little bit lower, and I've heard people say it's a bear market, and it may very well be, but I think at the levels we're trading right now, we are at great opportunities to see higher prices. I would look at it from a trader's perspective. If I bought here, I'd have a hell of an opportunity to make a big up move, whereas if I got short here, I think I could get hurt because I don't think there's a lot of room to the downside. Again, we can always move a little bit lower, but I think that in these areas, this is where you're looking to buy and looking for, at worst, a nice bounce that would help you. And that's what I think we'll see. But I would like to see, you know, start to build another steady trend to the upside. And I think the bear market, so to speak, is basically starting to end here.
So you're looking at it strictly from a risk-reward ratio standpoint there. But what about the hogs? How do they compare?
The hogs have been real challenging. Now, we've been pretty on target with the hogs. And I think if 78, now it held yesterday, if 78 doesn't hold, I think they're going lower. And certainly, when you go out and you look at the history and we're in the backwardation there and you see much lower prices going forward, 78 is going to be huge in the front here. And if we can't hold that, I think we go lower. I would be more neutral here, but looking to watch how we act here. And if we can hold up above 78 for the next 2 days, I would think there'd be a chance we could go higher. But I'm a little bit concerned about the hog market and more neutral right now.
I was amazed they could widen out that August and December spread by over a dollar again yesterday. I mean, that thing is already about $18 wide.
Right. Well, it's telling you that there may be some problems, which is why these levels are so important to watch in the active contract to see where we're at, because they're really giving you the indication, and that's why this 78 level is going to be so important to watch, because if they break, I mean, they could just take them down right to 74. It could be just that fast.
So if you think there would be a buying opportunity, do you think that there would be a better opportunity in the deferred contracts or not?
I think there will be, but I need to see this action. I can't commit to wanting to be a buyer here. I'm not a seller, but I can't commit to wanting to be a buyer. I need to see a little bit more evidence that we actually have the opportunities to hold up here, because it has been quite a concern, and we've had troubles going back to February when we couldn't get out of that range, and then we finally broke out once and immediately turned around and broke to the downside. So that's the concerns I have.
All right. Well, thanks, Todd, for the comments this morning. Appreciate that. Todd Bubba Horwitz is with BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. Look him up. He's got all sorts of great information for you. We'll be back with more Commodity Wrap, the morning edition, right after this.
And, you know, and look at, you know, what I thought and what I'm saying, and I'm telling you it straight. Now, tonight, you know, Thursday, I'm doing a webinar. You know, if you want to know more about the farming and about the programs that I do, it's free. All you got to do is go to the BubbaTrading.com and you can, you know, register through that link. But, I mean, there's a lot of things to learn and there's a lot to do within the any financial space, but in the agricultural space. And you know me, I'm here to help. I want to make sure that my guys and gals, the farmers and the producers, get the best of it instead of the worst of it, because God forbid we should give you a break. And of course, you know, you guys take care of us, and you know, without you, we don't eat. So I got to make sure that I'm helping my brothers out and making sure we get it better. So make sure, if you got time, check it out. And if not, you can email me for the recording. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. You miss an episode, libertytalk.fm gets you the download of every show, as well as the Weekend Sporting Edge. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. I'm going to step out here for a break, and I'll be right back. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Edwards. Be right back.
Let me see. Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Yeah, that whistle is 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, you know, I'll tell you, I wrote a blog yesterday, and, you know, I started thinking about it. And I go, why is it even the most conservative of people gamble freely when it comes to the markets? You know, I look around, and, you know, the equity markets, people are willing to buy, you know, what they call, and you know I don't agree, but they call cheap options, you know, out of the money options. And people will take that stab and that shot for that one once in a lifetime move, which never comes. But we were willing to part with our cash for something like that without putting together the proper strategy. And, you know, I think that this is where we miss the boat of financial literacy and the literacy of how to take care of money and how to take care of ourselves. You know, I watch, and I do a lot of farm TV as well as regular TV. And, you know, right now we're having obviously some weather issues. And I go, why are we gambling? Why do we feel compelled? Especially farmers. You know, investors are one thing. They're investing money, so hopefully they have a job and they bring money home. So if they make the mistake and they gamble too much, at least they can make a living. But farmers, they gamble every day. Okay. And not intentionally. I mean, farmers by nature, you know, you have to borrow a ton of money to put together your farm every year. You know, you need to be carried from the bank a lot, you know, many of you, some of you don't, but obviously it's a big task. But you always need constant cash flow. And, you know, obviously there's ways in which we teach and we have a hedging program. But my point is you already are long or own the crop, the cattle, the hogs. Okay. And now a lot of you want to play the weather and you let the greed gamble get in the way. And what I don't understand is why. Okay. Why do you want to expose yourself when the probability is minute? Okay. You know, we're all watching the same movie. So everybody, the commercials are pouring in and everybody's following in like this is going to be the end all be all. And of course, the smart money will tell you that this is the great fade. That doesn't mean that you won't be right. It doesn't mean that it won't happen. But as a rule, if you went back in history and looked at all the times that we had these big moves for a reason other than, you know, a supply demand reason, or, you know, we needed the product or whatever, you would find that for the most part, most of these moves fail. Now, if we go back just a couple of weeks ago, you know, the weather forecast over July 4th was, you know, dry and hot, and it was going to cause some damage. And of course, prices surged up, and that was basically the highs. And everybody was buying in like there was no tomorrow, and everybody was willing to participate knowing that they could never possibly go down again. And of course, the weekend passed, and crack, boom, boom, down, down they go. Now, again, I'm not saying I told you so. I said it before that, okay? And I will always say it, because at the end of the day, why do we need to press up our luck when we already own the underlying, you own the field, you own the crop, you own the cattle, whatever? So why are you doubling your bet, okay, instead of protecting yourself from just the disaster we're talking about? Now, there are ways to play if you choose that you need to be involved. But again, if a degreed professional, okay, which would be a weather person, and they're very good for what they can do, but again, what are they doing? They're playing the probability, okay? They're taught, you know, in meteorological terms of how to read a weather map and how to state with as much certainty as they can the possibility of, you know, rain, dry, whatever, what the weather's going to be, looking out into the future. But we all know that nobody can tell the absolute future. So a degreed professional might be exactly right 50% of the time, maybe less. Well, think about that. So for the one time they're right, and even if they're right, the question you have to ask yourself is, did the market already price in all that action? Okay. Did the market already do what it was going to do as far as you go going into that? So even if it was proven to be correct, where, how much further could they have gone? Now, I know we've seen, you know, obviously major price swings from one side of the coin to the other. I mean, we've had some big markets. But for the most part, in the 36 years I've been doing this, believe me, if you'd have faded every rumor on every big market, you wouldn't have to be worried about anything. It'd be about the money. You'd have it all. Because for the most part, these things don't work. Again, we cannot guess the weather. Our job in any portfolio, okay, is to protect what we've earned or what we're trying to earn, not to try to double it up without some sort of protection. I mean, there are ways to do things with protection. There are ways to build some excess, some more risk into something, but without exposing yourself. But you cannot let your main crop or your main portfolio go to the crapper because you're gambling. I mean, that's not good. That's not a good sense to be in. We need to make sure that we know what money's going to come in. So then if we want to play, we can actually add by, you know, using something safe. But you have to remember that the fields, your portfolio, this is not the casino. Okay. We are not going to a casino. We are going to make money, because at the end of the day, whatever business you're in business to make money. You're not in business to be benevolent and give it away. Okay. So why do we all feel compelled to get lured and trapped into, you know, the story? Okay. And it's always the story. There's been stories for 1,000 years. Okay. I mean, again, in 36 years, you know, every time it did something on LaSalle Street, you know, the market did something goofy. Let me just put it this way. When I first started trading, corn was 2, wheat was 3, and soybeans were like 4. Okay. And those ratios, you know, held, you know, throughout time, you know, and as they went up, we saw movement. But at the end of the day, okay, where are we now? We're at, you know, 350, 450, and 11. Okay. So where are we trying to figure out how the magic works? Remember, there is no magic in any market. Okay. There is no black box. Okay. And unless you're first to get the news, and I assure you that you're not, because, you know, I figure that I'm, when I get news, I'm about the, I figure I'm 1 millionth in line. Okay. So why do we believe that we can be smarter or ahead of the overall market when we can't? And it concerns me. It concerns me for a number of reasons. It concerns me for my love of farmers. It concerns me for the amount of hard work that you have to do to get your crops together. It concerns me for the risk you take from day one. And those are the things that we need to worry about, okay? Not anything else. We got to worry about the risk from day one, because at the end of the day, you guys got a lot of risk out there. Why do you want to expose yourself to more without protecting what you have? And to me, that's the problem, okay? And that is where many of us go wrong, and I've done it before, so I know all about it. I mean, I'm speaking directly from experience, okay? I'm giving you the sweat off my back of mistakes that I've made, and I do this for a living. So I'm just saying to you, hey, this is not a casino. It's a probability game, okay? So if you know how to play gin, backgammon, poker, or bridge, use the same kind of probabilities you use for those, and you'll be a much happier camper, and you'll be a much more successful trader, and you'll be a much more successful hedger if you take all of that into consideration instead of just following the herd, so to speak, right? I had to get that in. That was an easy one. But really, you need to understand and go with the flow and go with what works best for you. But understand that we can't afford to give it away on a hunch or a shot. That everything we do should be based on probability. Just like when you plant because the probabilities are high that it's going to survive. Think about it. Okay. Anyways, while you're thinking about that, remember, when you miss an episode, libertytalk.fm, you get to download the Bubba Show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And if you go to Bubba Trading and check out BubbaTrading.com and you check it out, you'll see we do a lot of great stuff. And again, my whole objective is to help finance my own high school program so I can continue to educate our youth. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Holt. I'm going to stop out here for a break, and I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Holt. About the casino, what can I possibly talk about now? Well, you know, I always got something to talk about. And actually, where do we go? Where do we go from here now? What is on the docket for the overall stock market? What is the next big thing? Well, you know, right now we're going up. Now, I can't fight the fact that we're going up. I can't tell you, excuse me, that we won't go higher. I mean, I believe that. Overall, we're pretty overdone. I believe that, you know, there's a lot of bad things out there that will come to roost eventually. But the one thing that you can't account for, the one thing we can't figure against, is the Federal Reserve and how much money they're going to continue to pump in. Okay, we can't count on or figure out what the rest of central banks are going to do. And of course, that's the fly, so to speak, in the ointment here. When we continue to prop up a building that should be collapsing. You know, when you were a kid, you built the house of cards. And of course, you know, the minute somebody walked by or the floor creaked the wrong way, you know, down came that house of cards. And that is the very same model that we're building right now. Because when you allow and you reward companies for bad earnings, but because they were better than they expected them to be, because they gave you some BS guidance to begin with. Okay. When you force every trader, every investor, into one basic investment. Okay, we know we talked about the herd mentality. Well, this is the classic herd mentality, because you know you'll hear the words, "There's plenty of money on the sidelines." Did you know that there's always plenty of money on the sidelines? That is no new secret. That is the code word for, we want to get long here, and we want everybody to know that there's money on the sidelines, so we want to make sure everybody else follows us, because if not, we could be in trouble. Okay? There's always money to invest. So don't get sucked in to the "there's money on the sidelines." There's been money on the sidelines forever. I've heard that, though. I've heard those very same words at least 5,000 times in my career. Okay? There's money on the sidelines. Did you know that the markets themselves are predisposed to go higher? Anyways, okay, think about it. Okay, you hear the old adage, never sell a dull market. You know why you don't sell a dull market? Because every morning, there's buyers that come in. Now, it may not be buyers like you and me, but every morning, you know, there's some fund or some retirement account or some 401k that is funded, and they bring money to the market. So when the markets are dull, they will tend to drift to the upside. Makes sense. They're not fun for traders. I mean, they're hard to deal with, but the markets, based on anything else, will drift higher. Okay? Do you ever notice when the markets are in a downtrend and we're in a bear market, but yet in the mornings they usually open a little higher? Well, that's because the first thing in the morning, the orders come in from the funds and they buy them, and then, of course, the traders come in and whack them. So, you know, there's always going to be money somewhere, and then you hear, well, we're the cleanest shirt in the dirty laundry, so the money's flowing here. And again, it has merit, but when you start and you put everybody into the same space, and there is no crossover, and there is no other markets, which right now there is not because of the way that everybody's depicting it, okay, you end up with everybody loaded up on one side of the boat. Remember when you're on a teeter-totter when you're a kid? Okay. If everybody was on the same place as the teeter-totter, then you would be bouncing off of it. And at the end of the day, not a good situation. Again, we have a lot of situations, which is why, you know, we have to evaluate what's going on and where we're going to be, because the beautiful thing about it is, if we understand it, it's a market that just continues to do whatever it's going to do, and you cannot have everybody on the same side, because then you take away buyers and sellers. Right now, we have just buyers, basically. And the sellers are pulling away a little bit and carrying price. It's very much like market makers do. Okay. You get too many buyers, they keep pushing up price. So we're artificially pumping up price. We're getting a lot of greed buyers buying stuff they can't afford. Okay. With money they don't have. And of course, that brings the other ugly term of leverage. Now, think about leverage. Okay. You know, if you're leveraged 5-1, so for every $1 you lose 5. If you're leveraged 10-1, for every dollar you lose 10, well, you get margin calls. And if markets start to get wild again, guess what happens? The brokerage houses change the margin rules. So it creates a mess. And that, of course, I can't predict when that's going to happen, but I can tell you that it's going to happen. Okay? I can tell you that it's going to happen with a 100% degree of certainty. Okay? The only question is, when will it happen? Okay? And what will be the impetus that buyers will finally decide to get out? But, you know, we have too much of this. Well, the dividend is bigger than the S&P 500. Well, yeah, in a way it is, and in a way it isn't. We have too much of, well, it's the only game in town. And right now, that is, okay, if you want to be there. But do you really want to be in the only game in town? You know, I mean, think about yourself being a guppy in a shark pool, okay? So, you know, what are the alternatives? Well, the alternatives are to wait patiently and look for opportunity, finding high probability spots to get in. The alternative is looking at some other investments, you know, maybe looking at the commodity space, you know, not following the herd of all the jackasses that tell you that that's the only game in town. I mean, the U.S. stock market is not even near the biggest market in the world. Okay. There are so many other markets that are bigger, and I'm not talking about the stock market, I'm talking about just markets in general. I mean, the fixed income market is a huge market. Okay. But yet we will continue to, you know, fall into that trap, okay, and chase into a market when why would you want to do that? Okay. Again, I believe that we all work too hard for our money to give it away in a situation that is certainly has to be somewhere near the end. Now, I suppose that this time could be different. You know, I'm just kidding, right? This time is never different, but I suppose this time could be different and we might go up another 20%. But then what? Okay. This is the issue and the problem that we all face as investors or as traders is, you know, when is enough? You remember the movie Wall Street and, you know, Bud Fox at the Gordon Gekko, you know, how many yachts can you ski behind? You know, when is enough enough? And when you're looking at a market that is pushing record highs and the fundamental underlying data, I don't care what anybody says, is not supporting this move, you know, when is it time? And I don't know the time. Again, this is not timing the market's an impossibility, but we don't know the time of it. But what we do know is that we can better off being out early than trying to scramble out late. Better to be prepared than to be, you know, than the losing money. And those are things that I think that we all need to evaluate. It doesn't mean you sell everything. It doesn't mean you dump. It means you logically either hedge or put together a strategy to protect your hard-earned money. And that's what, you know, Bubba, that's what the Bubba Show's about. That's what Bubba Trading's about. It's to help you protect your hard-earned money. And you know, when you miss an episode, you need some more protecting your hard-earned money, you go to libertytalk.fm and you check out and get the download of the Bubba Show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And I really urge you to check out BubbaTrading.com. And again, it's all free. I mean, obviously, I have products that you can buy. But if you don't want to buy them, that's cool, too. I'm happy to help educate anyways. Okay? We do a lot of great writing. We have a lot of unique things. And, you know, we are really about you, the listener. So make sure you check out BubbaTrading.com and make sure you have a great day. And we will see you back here tomorrow on The Bubba Show. This is The Bubba Show, Top of the Lords. Everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. Good night, everybody.
When it's cold. Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.